Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are.
On our lovely planet. I was having technical difficulties.
I was trying to get our stopwatch to work.
And there
we go. It did eventually.
It did. Eventually. Well, welcome to being here.
Yeah, with Ariel and Shia.
That's me and him. Ariel?
Shia. Yeah, if you're listening for the first time, the names could be interchangeable, I guess.
It could be.
Well, if you're listening for the first time, you may have an advantage over people who've listened before.
Because they expect us to talk about
listening.
Yes.
Which we will talk about because listening allows you to get into the current moment of your life. Most people are searching for that quiet place where the intellect, the mind, the voice in their head shuts down so they can just be. Well, that happens when you truly listen, because no two things can occupy you at the same time. So if you're truly listening, that is listening to hear what another person has to say, rather than filter what they have to say through what you already know. I should probably say that again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hearing what another person has to say without running it through the filter of what you already know. See, most of us, if not all of us, are so busy interacting with the information as it's coming in that we don't really listen to it. We see whether we agree with it or disagree with it, already know it, or have a better way of saying what the person is saying.
And I don't know about you, but I've recently been trained in toggle brain. Do you know what toggle brain is?
No, tell me what toggle brain is.
Well, we were watching CNN this morning, and there was a panel of people, and they were talking. And below, there was a scroll of information about a totally different story.
Right.
So I could either listen to
what they were saying
or read.
Be interested in what was going on below.
But both of the stories had some interest for me. So I was being trained to listen to one thing, toggle to the other. Listen to one thing, toggle to the other.
I got it.
And I imagine a lot of people
have toggle brain syndrome.
And you not only toggle, that's a whole, we can do a whole show on toggle brain. Not only do you toggle whilst visually and listening, you're likely to toggle entirely while listening, where you suddenly skate off to things that are on your to-do list, what you need to do someday.
You know, if something that's being said triggers something that you already have an engagement in, then suddenly you're lost in that thing you're engaged in, rather than slowing down to hear what somebody's saying. Now, the reason all this talk is about listening is because if you truly listen during this show, your life can and probably will transform. What happens when you truly listen? You hear what's being said and it pulls you into the current moment of your life. And that's all it takes to have enlightenment or transformation show up. And transformation shows up in an instant. It is instantaneous. It happens when you're listening and are truly there hearing what's being said, not when you're thinking about what's being said. See, most of us spend most of our time thinking about our lives rather than living our lives.
Shai was in the car yesterday and our car randomly plays things that we're interested in or that are on playlists that we have in our phone. And a chapter from Practical Enlightenment played, which is when Hey Mommy turns into Good Morning. And it was written by the two of us, but he listened to it newly as though it was something he had no familiarity with.
I thought Val wrote it.
Hmm.
We wrote it about Val.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Oh, well, it was so engaging. I forgot that we had written it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
Yes.
So if you're looking for a good read, Practical Enlightenment, great book.
What's nice about, you know, I'm kind of coming in a very wide arc back to today's theme, which is someday is today.
Yes.
And in that story, Val initially was cringing her way through life, avoiding people and things and hoping to get over it someday. And when she popped into the moment, suddenly all those things she'd been avoiding turned into very sweet interactions. When you're here, you don't need to be having your life be different. Your life is magical right here and right now.
That's right.
I know we probably didn't mention it yet. We finish each other's sentences. Our approach is definitely transformational.
It is definitely not psychological. It is definitely not based in your early childhood traumas.
In this moment, you can have had dozens of childhood traumas and still have an amazing life without going back to sort them out.
Right. And this moment is, in fact, the beginning of the rest of your life.
So since it is, let's take
our first caller.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Christian, where are you today? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, guys. I'm calling in today from Hamburg, Germany.
Hamburg, Germany.
I can picture you, and I can picture you there. Being at the chorus in Hamburg was really, really delightful.
Thank you. It was awesome taking part of your seminar in Hamburg. It was, really, as you said, a delight.
Mm. What can we do for you, sir?
Talking about the seminar, I went back to see my family after the weekend.
Yes.
With you guys. And I could see a phenomenon or a thing which is going on with me, which was very similar to one I experienced visiting my family in over Christmas and New Year. And the phenomenon is that I work like on projects in my mind, which are not really there when I visit my family. So
yes.
Like, for instance, I make like travel plans. So, and then I'm thinking when I'm not with my parents or like with my sister or another family member or person I visit, I think about those projects.
Right. First of all, I want to back up because I love you. I love you. I love you. And I just want to correct your pronunciation. It's phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Very good. Or phenomena, but phenomenon was really fun. yes, I'll tell you something. Intimacy is confronting. How?
Just being with another person, just gazing into their eyes without doing something to distract yourselves from the moment is very intense.
And how wonderful that you're seeing it. Now, if you don't judge it,
it's over. You see, there are three principles of instantaneous transformation. The first one is anything you resist sticks around. It grows stronger. It dominates your life. So if there's anything you say no to, that's what you get stuck with. The second idea or principle is that you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life, which is pretty cool. Because in this current moment of my life, I saw a limb get blown off a tree out our office window. That was very cool because it's pretty windy out here today. And the third principle is anything you see and don't judge, but allow to be the way it is, will complete itself. So if you resist something, it sticks around. If you allow it to be and don't judge it, it completes itself. So your life can be a phenomenon of completion where things show up and you allow them to be and they complete themselves. And then there's new possibilities.
Yeah, and of course you do that, Christian. That's not some big failure on your part. In fact, you probably do it lots of places where you don't know what to say or you don't know where to go or you don't know what to do or you're feeling insecure. Sometimes when Shai and I used to go on vacation and I was suddenly unmoored or disconnected from the normal day-to-day flow of my life, and I didn't have emails and clients and friends and family and things that were normally pulling on me, I found it a little challenging to simply be unimportant. It's almost as if all of those things gave me an identity. And so to be somewhere without a picture of who I am or being able to be important to myself, it was a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, I can see it. So cool. What made me really realize it, or seeing the phenomenon, is it was like for 4 days. I felt very clear, and then I went on the trip. It got quite a bit like foggy. So because I left like my apartment, the country I live in, and as soon as I was back on the airport to go back home, it got like clear again.
Well, I'll bet you if you went to visit my family or our kids or, you know, Shia's sister, you'd probably be very clear. But with your family, you care whether or not they like you. You want to impress them.
You want them to feel like they've been successful in raising you.
Yes. This sounds familiar. Yes.
Yeah, that's you know, cool. It's so funny. Oftentimes we talk to somebody who is feeling challenged because their sibling, for instance, makes so much more money. And then we often say, well, do you care how much money my siblings make? Do you care what kind of house they live in? Well, you don't, but we've been trained to compare ourselves with family members. And so you walk in the door and you put a pressure on yourself to not just be there, but to be impressive somehow.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much.
You're very
like
well.
Another part of the question I wanted to ask was like, how can I dissolve everything so it goes easy the next time?
But I love you.
That's a great question, which we won't answer for you because we don't give you how to live your life in the future. However, I'd suggest listening. Because if you truly listen, it will pull you into the current moment of your life. And then you'll be appropriate to everything that's going on, whether you're with your family or on your own.
Although, given your question, I expect it'll be worse next time.
Because you'll be working on yourself.
Because the question comes from change. There's a difference between change and transformation. Change is when you have a goal, like, how can I dissolve these things so it'll be better with my family? And transformation is about seeing what is without creating
judging.
An action plan of what you need to do to be a better you.
Cool. This sounds awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
You're very
welcome.
You're so nice now.
Thanks. All right, let's take our next call.
Let's.
Benedict, where are you calling in from?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm calling in from Cologne.
In Germany. Very good.
We were just there. And it was lovely, lovely, lovely.
Oh, good. That's
what
nice.
What can we do for you, Benedict?
Yeah, so I read that quote by John Lennon, and I started thinking about planning. And I have a love-hate relationship with planning. I love to make plans.
Hold on
everything.
One sec. Just in case, because a lot of people who are listening have probably downloaded this on their smartphones, and they haven't read the quote that was associated with today's show. It's a John Lennon quote that says, "Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans." That's the one that
Benedict
is referring
to. So
you love to make plans.
Exactly. Yeah, I love to make plans, and then I don't, do them.
Okay.
So I lay everything out, like exactly how I want to do it, how I want to do my work, how I don't know, like it's for all different areas of my life, like
yes.
sports, work, and I plan it out, and then I just don't do it.
Well, that's perfect.
It's simple.
I'll tell you something that's laid out for us, and then we can address what you just said. A break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Oh, sure. Yes. Yes.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
It won't be long now before we're doing transformational time and project management.
In New York City.
It's April 28th and 29th.
New York City is so nice, then you should come visit us.
Really? Why
really?
Not?
Why not?
It's going to be great.
Yeah, aside from that, you'll probably discover that you get about three times as much done in your life as you did before the seminar.
And if you are coming, don't wait to register. Since we've been... not focused. I don't know the word you'd use for it, but
engaged
in knowing that we're going to be there. Oh my goodness. Things have just been flying off our desk. We've been getting things done. It's been fun. It's been easy. Don't forget, it's transformational time and project management.
Right. So there's no ABC priorities. You don't have to learn how to do your life differently.
Lots of businesses are paying for their employees to come. You can check with your business if you're paying for yourself or you're from a small business. There are partial discounts available. You can find out all of that at transformationmadeeasy.com. And one other thing, our Costa Rica early registration discount ends this upcoming Monday. If you're coming with us to Costa Rica, get your registration and your deposit in. You may as well get the bargain.
Right.
All right. You can find out everything we're doing on our website at transformationmadeeasy.com. So if you want to have excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar.
Yeah.
All right. We're speaking with Mr. Benedict. who has been doing that thing.
He's been planning, and then once he gets his plans complete, he doesn't do them.
Well, that sounds perfect. Yep. And it's the recipe for disaster in your relationship if you don't catch what drives that.
Uh-huh.
She's giving you a what is known as a carrot that...
And a clue. Are you ready? It's All called right. DTMT. Oh, DTMWT. Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Most of us don't like to be told what to do.
And neither do you.
Even by...
ourselves. So you tell you what you need to do your job or do a date or do whatever. And then you say to yourself, don't tell me what to do. So you don't do it. It starts at about age 2 and lives on in us forever. Unless we bring awareness to that mechanism that doesn't want to be told what to do.
You know the other thing, Benedict? I suspect that a lot of those plans you make are wish list plans rather than to-dos. What I mean is,
you know,
we get an idea of what will make us a better us. Go to the gym 15 times.
Well, not only that, you know, there are certain things like we write lists from time to time of what, you know, like to-do lists in that we have to pick up cabbage or potatoes or beef or something at the grocery store.
Or we don't want to forget when we leave the house to bring the dry cleaning, or we need to call someone. It's a list
of things that need to get done, and we're going to do it. Then there's the wish list of things you dream about doing.
Or think you should do if you were to be a better you.
But have no intention on doing it.
Exercise 3 hours this week.
Right. Is exercise a good one?
Sound familiar?
Yeah. Kind of does, yes.
The other thing, there was a while where... I would plan menus in my head, things that I wanted to make for dinner, and then I would never make those things. And so eventually I realized it was like a fantasy world that my mind, for whatever reason, was doing, and it made it happy. So I fully endorsed it making plans I had no intention of doing. And I stopped making myself wrong for that, but I stopped listening to it as if it was true also. And I don't do that anymore. I don't know how long it's been since I've done that, but it was a tape loop in there that I just didn't judge. When you judge some part of yourself.
Like you judge that you don't keep your agreements with yourself. You judge that you make plans and then don't follow through. You don't think that's a good trait. That means you think it's bad.
But I also bet you told us a small fib, a little lie. Let me see.
Yeah.
You said you make these lists and plans and then you never do any of them. Is that accurate? Do you sometimes do some of them?
Yeah. Yes, you're right,
Some
days
so then
it works
you're
better
doing
than
the things you want to do.
Yeah. And not doing the things you don't want to do. And if you tell the truth about that, everything's cool.
Yeah.
So you want us to motivate you to get your list done.
And we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
See,
we don't care.
The list, right. I have a better way of going about it, Benedict. What I do is I look around and see what wants to get done, and I do it.
Mm-hmm.
If I do.
Yeah.
But I don't pick on myself if I don't. I don't tell myself I should have done what I haven't done.
You know, I don't know if you heard it yet, but last week's show, we were speaking with Lynn Ann, and there was a really good segment in there that addresses also what you were talking about. We were talking with her about giving herself a break. She's taking a break rather than always driving to get things done. Because otherwise you're always going to be listing what's next to be done rather than living your life.
And living your life is so much more fun, especially when someday is today. See, we forget that this moment of our lives is where our life is taking place. And this is it, not someday, but right now.
Right.
Also, many people have the misconception that accomplishing or completing something is going to launch their life. And they keep putting off their life until they complete that something. But once that something gets completed, it really has no bearing on their life overall over time. Lots of people thought their life was going to take off as soon as they got a college degree, or they graduated from high school, or they got the girlfriend or boyfriend, or they got the car. But very soon, that just becomes a part of the background of your life. And where your life is happening is right here.
And right now.
Not someday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Because if I have my list and then I don't do what's on the list, I really can't enjoy not doing it, because I always have this thought, but you should rather be doing this or that.
Well, you can have the list and you can enjoy not doing it. You're the only one who tells you you can't enjoy it.
You may be falling into something similar to what we were talking about with Christian. Keeping that list and keeping all these incompletions may be saving you from something rather than this problem that you perceive it to be.
Right. It may be saving you from what's next.
And also may be saving you from
intimacy.
You betcha. Because it's so easy to retreat in your thought into your thoughts about, man, I can't.
If I can only get this accomplished, then everything will work out. No, it's all worked out. This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, and Sean and I have been together for, I don't know, 35 years, 36
35 and a half years,
something
almost
like that.
36 years.
And there are times where my list, my plans can be scrolling through my mind. All that's telling me is I'm disengaged from being here. And it's wonderful to have intimacy. And I'm not just talking about sexual intimacy with Shai. I'm talking about being able to really be here and enjoy. For instance, right now we're in our office. We're across each other. We have
across the desk from each other.
We have the microphone
between us.
This can either be an intimate exchange that includes you and our listeners, or it could be something to tick off the to-do list. The difference depends on whether or not we're fully engaged in being here, as opposed to getting on to somewhere that we think is better or accomplishing things for the future. So your list may not be a problem. It may be the thing that saves you from the intensity of being with your girlfriend, of being in your life without necessarily knowing how to do it and what to do and where to go.
Yeah.
You're good. I like that.
We appreciate that you called in today. It's your first time on our show, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well,
thank you very much.
Welcome to the caller family. Yeah. All right. Let's take our next caller, shall we?
Okay.
All right, next, Zoe.
Yes.
You're with us? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Ariel and Shia. Here in my apartment in Manhattan.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I've been having a great time listening to all these conversations, and I find myself relating to all of them. I had a question about, let me back up for a second. I'm a middle school teacher, and right now I'm on spring break. And I find that it's really challenging to enjoy my leisure time.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, we're here. You find it challenging to enjoy your leisure time. Yes.
Yeah.
So what's the question?
I guess I don't know that I have a specific question, but I just noticed that I tend to fill my my vacation time with lots of activities, and then when I have a moment that's just kind of slow or not pre-planned, I don't know. I find it challenging sometimes to relax into that.
Well, if you see it and don't judge it, then next time.
Well, there may not be a next time.
Then.
See, look, you obviously think it should be different than it is.
You sound a little bit like a person in search of a problem.
I can see that, yeah.
I mean, what would life be without working on yourself?
It's very familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have leisure time versus work time.
Yeah, I'm always doing something. But you know, like, I don't set aside time to sit around, and sometimes I sit around.
But you sound as if you have a pressure on yourself to do your life right. That isn't leisure.
Yeah. I feel that. Actually, it's so funny. Even this morning, I was hanging out with some friends, and I was like, oh, I'm calling into the radio show today. Let me set a timer to make sure. And they're like, Zoe, it's many hours away. Why don't you enjoy this time with us? And it was just really funny to see how I can get myself worked up over really simple things, like calling into a radio show.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't think setting a timer for yourself is a bad thing. If I often set alarms for myself for things so that I don't have to think about it. It releases me from having to keep checking back and seeing what time it is. So, yeah, maybe we're using that you're calling in today to escape being with them. But, you know, I'm all for alarms.
Yeah,
I do that sometimes. My mom likes it when I call her on Sundays. I love speaking to her, and I don't want to forget that it's Sunday and not call her. So if I have a concern, if I'm in Germany and think it's going to get evening and I'll forget because she's on the west coast of the United States, I set myself an alarm, and then I don't have to think about it anymore.
I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the truth is, my life has gotten really easy and wonderful since I met you guys, and I think sometimes I do look for problems where there are none. I think it's a habit of my mind that.
I think you're onto something. I think that it's easier to create a problem to work on than it is to be intimate.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I have one other thought on that, but we need to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
I'd love to. Thank you.
Excellent.
So
we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So
come on back.
And
don't
miss being here.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Cane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Cane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Don't know where you're listening from today, but thank you for being a listener to Being Here. We've been hearing people have been binge listening, sending it to their friends. We have some shout outs today to some of the folks we've been hearing are listening to us.
Yeah, we want to shout out to the people in Lowell, Vermont.
And all of you in Dublin, Ireland. You've really made a footprint on our show. We've been seeing that there are a lot of you, so shout out to you.
Yeah, Mansfield, Texas.
And Tokyo, Japan.
And we've heard a lot of people are listening in Tokyo, Japan,
yep.
Which is awesome. Our first book was translated into Japanese.
That's right. Working on yourself doesn't work. Should still be in Japanese. Cleveland, Ohio. We're shouting out to you.
We're shouting out to Hamburg, Germany, believe it or not.
And my hometown, Gresham, Oregon.
All right.
And?
Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
Wherever you're listening, thanks for being a part of the show.
Great, and thanks for sharing the show with people.
Hey, have you joined our email newsletter? If you haven't, each month we send out inspirational articles, videos, and more. So you can find out more and sign up at TransformationMadeEasy.com. All right, we're speaking with Zoe.
Hi.
Hi, Zoe.
Nice to speak with you.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it's interesting. I think a theme is developing today, an intimacy theme. And there was a while ago you broke up with your previous boyfriend. And when things were a little rocky, you got unsettled. Then you found a new boyfriend. And now that things aren't rocky, things are unsettled.
A little unsettled. Because you're thinking you have to go somewhere with this rather than just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's your boyfriend is on spring break as well or if you're spending time on your own, but I've noticed that you are like a computer. We have an amazing website. I know you've seen it. It's at Tag Online is our website company, and we always talk about it, TransformationMadeEasy.com. And one of the things they do at the website company to make sure that our website is healthy and up and running, they have something called a pinger. And the pinger goes out, sends a signal, and it gets a response back from the website that it's working. If there's a disruption, they get a pinger that says, you know, Ariel Chai's website's not responding. you don't just live your life. You're often pinging out to see how your relationship is doing or how you are in relationship, what it means. And that will keep you from being able to relax into wherever you are.
Yeah, I feel that.
You just need to include that you've been pre-programmed, that you're only half a person until you get a relationship. And know that that's not true.
Thank you.
I also like talking to you today because you feel like you're relaxing into yourself.
Nice. Yeah, I really appreciate getting the chance to speak with you guys and slow down.
Well, thank you for calling in today.
And using us to slow down with.
Yeah.
All right,
You're welcome. We'll
take our next caller. Thanks for calling in. We have Beth on the line. I'm not sure. Are you in Manhattan also, Beth?
Hi. No, I'm in Brooklyn, actually.
Brooklyn it is. Brooklyn Beth, of course.
Hey, Beth.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
It's funny that my issue or topic or concern is like Joey's. Zoe's. I'm sorry.
I'm
also
in what respect?
I'm also on spring break. I work for the New York City Department of Education in the public schools too, and I'm also having kind of trouble giving myself a break.
You have trouble giving yourself a break when you work. Why should it be different when you don't work?
Exactly.
And I was going to ask, I had a similar thought come by. When have you given yourself a break?
You're absolutely right. I haven't.
It's not a phenomena of this week.
Yeah.
It's a way of relating to life, which truly comes from the idea, Beth, that what's happening in your life isn't it.
And that someday will be the important moment.
Someday my prince will come. You know, it's all about someday rather than...
Tomorrow. You know, it's like, I love you tomorrow.
But it's only a day away.
That's right. Rather than right
here.
Right.
Now.
This is it.
Yeah,
and you know, that's an easy thing to intellectualize, to get the idea that this is it. But that and living your life as though what you're up to is what you're supposed to be doing right now. Like right now, Beth, you're supposed to be on this phone call with us, on this radio show. You know how we know?
Because I am.
That's correct. That's the correct answer. But you're exactly where you're supposed to be all the time. It's just that we have the idea that we're supposed to be different. You know, people are trying so desperately to identify themselves as special and different that they don't realize how unique they are already. You know, you see people with all the tattoos and piercings and things that make them look different than other people. Well, they're kind of all looking the same when you think about it. But when you're uniquely yourself, you don't have to be different to be different. You already are.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about how I really totally agree with everything you say, but I don't actually know how to put it into practice.
Well, what is the it that you're trying to put into practice?
Enjoying my life.
Well, then you have to have a tolerance, or it's not really acceptance, but allow for yourself to not enjoy it when you don't enjoy it. You're putting the pressure on yourself to have things be rosy. And if you're suddenly feeling grumbly or grouchy, of course, yes, you're resisting something. But you judge yourself. You judge yourself so hard. You're trying to improve and get better someday rather than just let yourself be you. And of course, when I'm saying grumbly or grouchy, I'm not talking about acting it out. I'm talking about letting yourself feel
what you're feeling, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And see, most people don't. Most people blame how they feel on the circumstances of their life. They think that they're upset because of something somebody said or did, rather than realize that we have upset run through us from time to time. It's just part of being human. And if you blame it on somebody or something outside yourself, well, then it will continue.
I wouldn't be surprised if part of the reason you and Zoe are feeling stressed in addition this week is that somewhere in the past weeks or months you've said, oh, I'll handle that on spring break, or when spring break comes, I'll have time to do this,
and then you have the time and you don't do it,
and then you have this whole pressure to produce things you didn't want to do in the first place during this week.
That's absolutely true. And I think I've noticed that happens to me with weekends also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
where I'm working during the week. And sometimes I actually find that during the week I have better days than I do on weekends, because I kind of give myself a break during the week. I mean, I do what I need to do and what's in front of me. And then I think whatever I don't do, I'll just manage that on the weekend. And so I kind of take the pressure off myself during the week, but then I don't actually take the pressure off myself. I kind of just delay it. And then the weekend comes, and then I have all this pressure to do these things I didn't do during the week.
Yeah, well, you know, another thing that you may not see is that going to work 5 days a week occupies a lot of your time. In fact, your schedule puts a regime or regiments your life. It gives your life a structure. And so you're not busy thinking about, you know, in the emptiness of something to do, then all your thoughts about what you haven't done show up. But going to work is actually wonderful therapy.
The other thing is that I have a feeling it may not have occurred to you that you know what you're doing first period at school, and fourth period maybe you're teaching English, and fifth period you have lunch break, and it's prescribed for you.
Right.
And if there are things you actually need to get done, from time to time you may need to say, okay, at X time I'm going to the laundry. And discover how to keep your word with yourself. And the game is not to put anything on the list that you aren't already going to do anyway. People keep, when you say, oh, I'll do that over the weekend, you should really take a look and
if
see.
If you really want to do that.
Because it may be something that you think you should do to be a better you, but something you have no intention of doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Sometimes I actually force myself to do these things that I really don't want to do. And then I guess that just makes me unhappy, but I do them.
Well, it sounds normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, you're not especially broken.
The other thing is I don't know. I believe you when you say that. I believe that you believe that, but it's not true. Look at what you're doing, and that's what you want to do. So if you force yourself to do something you, quote, don't really want to do.
You want to do it, and you want to force yourself to do it, and you want to complain that you have to do it, and you want to not have any fun in the doing of it, so you can be right.
That you shouldn't have had to do it.
In the first place.
Okay.
It's really, you can either do your life, do whatever you're doing in your life, or you can do whatever you're doing in your life as if it's your idea, and as though you want to, with the intention of loving the experience. You can do the same activity either way, and one has a definite difference in your satisfaction level.
Yeah, if you do your life as though it's your idea, well, then life is fully satisfying. But if you become the victim of what you have to do, you don't have to do anything, really.
Yeah.
Except breathe. You know, breathe,
right.
Pay the rent, Let's see, what
have
else?
Have an occasional meal, go to the bathroom.
And use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right. But other than that, you don't have to.
Right. Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we didn't mention in the last segment, which just occurs to me, this is not necessarily a bid for you, but in the summer, we're going to Cambridge, England. We're doing two courses there. One is Speak Up, which I'm leading with the very talented Susan Finch. So that's, if you know her, you know it's going to be fun. But
yeah.
The weekend Shai and I are leading is called Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment, June 29th through July 1st. And as I'm talking to you today, whether you come to that weekend or not, fun really is the access way to enlightenment.
And I don't know that you do things for fun, just to have a good time.
Yeah.
I cleaned my cupboards last week.
And it was fun.
Not to get it done and not really because they needed to be done. I mean, clearly they needed to be done for a long time because I actually found something in there whose sell by date was 2007 that had been hidden in the back. So it was 11 years out of date. Of course, it was baking powder. I hadn't thought to look at it before, but I did it because it was fun. Was more fun than anything else in that moment. Your whole life can be fun if you're here doing what you're doing rather than talking to yourself about what you would prefer.
Or what you think you should do.
Or what would make you a better you.
Right. See, I think you're working on yourself. I think that's the source of most of this disgruntlement.
Yeah.
And it's that you're working on what a better you would be and how you could be a better person rather than realize that you are exactly perfect, exactly the way you are right now. You couldn't be different than you are, so that makes you perfect.
Yeah.
You could enjoy Beth rather than have her as a project to work on.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. You know, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you so much.
Really a treat speaking with you.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of the people listening can relate to virtually everything you said. And I just would like to say you are already turned out. You won't be turned out someday. This is it. And
really?
If you allow yourself to enjoy it, there's nothing wrong with that. You're allowed.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, for all of you listening, if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, we're inviting you. Join us for a seminar.
Seminars are really extraordinary because they hold transformation over time and they allow it to go deep and become a habit. A habitual way to live your life.
And if you're enjoying being here, share it. Transformation grows when you share it. We'll be back next week on that theme, which is giving it away. Should be fun. We'll be back.
So come on back.
Mm-hmm. And don't miss
being here.
Yeah, being here.
Enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.